I'm Carrie Nolan. It's Monday, August 9th, and time for WQXR's Washington Report Online. David Sanger joins us now. He's the chief Washington correspondent for the New York Times. Good morning, David.
Morning, Carrie.
Let's start with some New York news. Last week, President Obama defended the right of Muslims to build an Islamic cultural center and mosque a couple of blocks away from Ground Zero. Why did the president feel compelled to get in the middle of this controversial debate? And let's talk a little about what he said.
Well, Carrie, the president apparently in a meeting last week at the White House told a number of his aides that he didn't think that there was any way that the president of the United States could stay out of this debate, even though some of the White House had basically been trying to deflect it as just a local issue. And when the president did speak on it, what he said was that in the United States there was a right of freedom of religion that allowed Muslims to build wherever they wanted to build, and that included at Ground Zero. Now, over the weekend, it appeared for a few moments like he might be skinning this back, saying that in declaring that they had the right to build it there, he wasn't giving an opinion about whether or not it was wise to build this at Ground Zero. The White House then came out and said, no, the president wasn't backing off from his statements at all. But it certainly seemed to reflect a little bit of the nervousness that they had about the joy that many Republicans had and others that he had expressed an opinion that they thought would not sell well around the country.
What do you think the political impact of this is going to be?
You know, it's a little hard to tell. The president said he was speaking on a matter of principle, much as he did last year when there was that encounter between the Cambridge policeman and the Harvard professor who had been arrested on his stoop, and it became an issue of whether there had been a racial motivation behind the arrest. My guess is that the president's comments will probably hurt him somewhat in the middle of the country and in many places where people believe that Ground Zero is no place for this mosque. At the same time, I think among his supporters, it will seem as if this differentiates him from not only the Republicans, but the position that many in the Bush administration took. And in that regard, I think it may help reaffirm the thought that he speaks sometimes from pure conviction, even if it's against his political interest.
Let's turn to some international news. You reported on Saturday that Secretary of Defense Robert Gates said recently that North Korea's series of attacks directed at South Korea were indications that Kim Jong-il's son, Kim Jong-un, quote, has to earn his stripes with the North Korean military. What does he mean by this?
You know, there's a succession struggle underway right now in North Korea, and this struggle involves the third son of Kim Jong-il, and thus the grandson of the country's founder, who is attempting to be installed as the next leader of the country. There's a lot of concern within the North Korean military, we think, about whether or not he's qualified to hold that job. And as a result, what may be going on here is that Kim Jong-un is trying to be the mastermind of a series of small attacks on the South or even on American interests that would help build his credentials with the military. And I think that's what Secretary Gates was referring to in that statement. Now, that would suggest that what we've seen may only be the beginning of a series of additional attacks. And this is very similar to what happened 20, 30 years ago when Kim Jong-un's father, Kim Jong-il, was taking over from his father.
We don't know a whole lot about Kim Jong-un, do we? We don't even know how old he is.
No, we don't know very much about Kim Jong-un at all. He's either 27 or 28. He was educated in part in Switzerland. We don't even have a current picture of him. There are a number of reports suggesting that he has taken on the worst characteristics of father and grandfather, but since we don't really know his age, we don't really know very much about him, even to say that.
Any other news you're following in Washington this week for us?
Well, the president will be traveling around a little bit at the beginning of the week, and then he heads off on vacation to Martha's Vineyard. And you know what Washington's like. After Congress is out, and once the president has departed on vacation, you could basically walk down the middle of Connecticut Avenue and never fear getting hit by a car.
Tumbleweeds on K Street.
That's right.
Thanks a lot, David.
Thanks so much, Carrie.
New York Times Chief Washington Correspondent David Sanger. I'm Carrie Nolan, and that's the Washington Report on Classical 105.9 FM WQXR.